How many of you all have had that night divine in your life? You know that Jesus Christ is absolutely a reality to you. Well, we're going to push it a little bit today. We're looking at the revelation of joy. What does it mean to live in joy? What does it mean to know that God Himself has spoken to humanity, delivered us a message, and that message has a reality? How many of you are glad to know that your circumstances do not have to dictate your attitude? I mean, that's Christmas. Christmas says, wait a minute. In spite of humanity not living up to what God asked them to do, Jesus said, in coming, God is coming. Not because you've done great things, but because God is willing to do great things. And so, somewhere along the line, you and I are going to have to embrace this. Jesus Christ is for real. Amen. And that sounds so simple, so ordinary. But guess what? We got a whole world really watching those of us who follow Christ live going, why follow Him? If I was to ask you today, why follow Jesus? You know, one of the things I could say is this. I don't know about you, but there's some things I can hold on to in Jesus Christ. The first is this. Go with me once again to the first chapter of the letter of 1 Peter. Chapter 1, 1 Peter. Chapter 1 of 1 Peter, verse 4. We have the promise of heaven. For every one of you who've asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life, you got the promise of heaven in you. I see Heather's here today. Heather, guess what? When you were baptized at the lake, guess what? When you came up out of that water at God's stock, bang, promise of heaven. Woo! How many of y'all glad to know you got the promise of heaven? Now, think about this a minute. You got the promise of heaven. Go ahead and tell your neighbor, I got the promise of heaven. Because God said you did. Now, you say, how am I going to make this work? It's going to get crazy. How am I going to make this? You got to decide somewhere down the line if what God has said is what God has said. And you know what? I can't give you a lot of philosophical proof for it. I can't lay it out here and show you this, this, this. By faith, you will come to know the joy of the Lord. By faith. It's by faith. In fact, you know what I'm asking you all to do today? I'm asking you all to be unreal. I want you to just be crazily unreal. How many of you all have heard bad news for about the past 8 months? Everywhere you turn, what is it? Bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news. Economy's messing up. This is getting worse. Guess what? There's some real situations out there. Some of you have lost your job. Or here's a better way to say it. I am reconfiguring my place of employment. See, it depends how you're going to look at it. If this place goes down, I'm going to find the next place that's open. How many of y'all got that kind of mentality? Instead of, oh, it's all over. It's all over. Is it all over? No. The reality is no. And the reality is that God is going to bring us through. Okay? 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. First hope we have in here is heaven. We talked about that on the advent of hope. How many of y'all got the hope of heaven in your life? Second is this. How many of y'all been flowing with a little peace of God? You know that the peace of God, the presence of God, the reality of God is available to you. Now think about this a minute. It's not this. It doesn't work like this. Oh, I'm at peace with God. Well, guess what? Big deal. Here's the good news of Christmas. God is at peace with you. Now, since He made you, do you really get this? He who made you is at peace with you. What does that do to you? It ought to at least go this. I'm worthy. How many of y'all got the hope of heaven, and at least you can say, I'm worthy? We're going to bare minimums today, okay? There's a lot more to it than this, but I want you to step into the bare minimums. The hope of heaven is available for all living, breathing human beings in second. Guess what? God is at peace with you. So you may not be at peace with God, but God is willing to be at peace with what? You. Now, this ought to bring on something that makes you happen. How many of y'all know the joy of the Lord is something God wants to release through you? Church, if there's one thing we could be as followers of Jesus Christ in this present time that would just mess with the world, is to be joyful. How many of y'all have been griping and complaining and doing the Chicken Little thing with everybody else? Huh? Any y'all do that Chicken Little thing? You know, oh Lord, it's all coming unglued. How are we going to have Christmas? You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. Maybe we'll actually have it. I'm going to blow y'all away. I think it's time that we really examine some of this, the ways we live. You know what? I look at you young folk over here, man. I want y'all to have a full and abundant life. And really, to be very honest, you've been up against a bunch of stuff that's not true. You've been raised by the more mentality generation. That's my generation. They've influenced you. How many of y'all believe this? I mean, you really believe it. You believe if you got some more, you were going to be happy. Come on, how many of y'all ever lived that way? Everybody my age, you better get your hand up because you were conned that way. All right? You grew up with J.R. Ewing and Dynasty and all those shows and Blake Carrington and remember big mall hair and big cars? And most of you who are young, you're the children of our generation. And so what we told you is we'd rather have you in daycare so you can have the right kind of animal on your shirt than we would rather spend time with you. And it costs some things. And maybe this is a moment of time we say, wait a minute, time out, put the brakes on. What's really important? Here's what I want you to know. It is important to be a joyful person. The joy of the Lord is my strength. How can you whip somebody that won't be depressed?
Jesus says so.
Well, that's right. Jesus says so. Couldn't whip him because he said what? The joy of the Lord is my strength. How many of y'all need to be a little more joyful about this whole gig? I thought you were going to heaven. Anybody here going to heaven? Well, hold on. Is anybody here going to heaven? When it's all over, you going to heaven. How you going there? How you going? Good. That's it. Jesus died. Jesus gave me an opportunity to go. See, look, some of y'all went back to your old church. Where are you going? Well, I hope I've been good. Jesus is not Santa Claus. Tell your neighbor. He's not Santa Claus. Santa Claus? Now, I don't want to be picking on Santa Claus too bad, but that's a bum deal. He's checking his list, seeing who's been naughty or nice. Jesus checked the list. We were all naughty. For all have been naughty. Hello? For all have sinned, not some have sinned, for all have sinned. And Jesus said, you know what? I'm going to do something this unreal. I'm going to forgive everybody. That's what? That's unreal. That's love. Now, I want to take you to 1 Peter. I want to remind you of this. Meredith, what do you think about it? When it's all said and done, you're all done. It's all done. You take your last breath. That'd be a long time from now. But you take your last breath, you're headed to heaven because of a decision you made when you was a young boy. That's crazy, isn't it? People without Jesus, they'll look and they'll tell you, go, there's no way you can believe that. I'm believing it. So I want y'all to grab the hope of heaven. Now, that ought to move you a little bit. Look, y'all look a little better than you did when you came in here once you realized that. See, here's the problem. For those of you that are going to church, that's why y'all look the way you do. If all I thought Jesus was about was going to church, I'd look like this too. But wait a minute. I'm going to heaven. That's a whole different way of living. And nobody can stop my appointment. It doesn't matter how long I got to wait in line. Jesus is going to get me there. It doesn't matter who tells me I can't go. Jesus said, I am going. It doesn't matter what anybody else has said. Jesus has said, it will be. And because He said, it will be, there it will be. That's the kind of faith you got to have. You got to believe. Now, here's what I'm asking you to do. Put your belief into action. When I was a little kid, man, this is an ancient time. How many of y'all grew up in an ancient time? I grew up in an ancient time. My brother-in-law's here today. He'll remember this ancient time. My brother-in-law, William, he's a Christmas junkie. I was a Christmas junkie. He's a Christmas junkie. I mean, he lights his whole house up. It's cool looking. William, you remember when we only had three stations? Only three TV stations. It's going to blow these young people away. Three TV stations. Ron, you remember that, don't you? WBKO. I remember WBKO when we had our own shows on Saturday night. And they weren't any good, even if you were in them. Y'all remember on Saturday night we'd have these singings and these shows Saturday night, WBKO? I remember we used to have Romper Room on come on WBKO. We had ABC and Brad on a good night, on a clear night, on a great night. You could tune in and get Channel 4, but not every night. And then on some other nights, you definitely had Channel 5. So you had CBS and ABC, but you had WBKO downtown. That's where the station was. And when you were a little kid in Bowling Green, Kentucky, when it came Christmas time and there were only three stations, you tuned in to the local station because on the local station, they told you when guess who was coming by.
Santa Claus.
Y'all remember? They had Santa Claus radar, WBKO, man. I used to tune that in, and they said he was coming one Christmas Eve. They said, Santa Claus is coming soon. You know what I did? I was going to get to jump on my brothers and sisters. And back in this ancient day, they used to have these things called TV antennas. And they were located on a TV tower. And you could climb up the tower to adjust the antenna. So Christmas Eve, WBKO said, Santa Claus is coming. I believed. And guess what I did? I skivvied up that TV tower because I was going to get a first shot at a sleigh coming across. I skivvied down real fast, too, when my daddy told me, if Santa Claus sees you on that antenna, he ain't coming for 10 years by the house. Whew, I'm coming back down. But hold on. I believed enough to climb. No, wait a minute. Do we truly believe in Jesus Christ in such a way that we'll let the hope of heaven come on? Do we truly believe in such a way that the peace of God will begin to rest our soul? And then this is the way we ought to live. There ought to be some joy in this thing called life. And I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to give you just a couple of things, and we're going to come to this altar. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Quit looking at everything in your circumstances. Let me show you something. How many of y'all are glad to be alive today? Y'all be glad to be alive today. Now see, watch this. That's halfway glad to be alive. Now if you'd have gone to the doctor this week and the doctor said, hey, we found a lump and bump where it wasn't supposed to be and you got 2 months to live, and I ask you today, if you were glad to be alive, how would you be today? You'd be, oh yeah, hi, hi, hi. But you just like me. How many of y'all take every day for granted? Now I want you to reverse that. I'm going to challenge you down. We'll see if you're going to climb the antenna. Embrace the day. Embrace the day. Brad, Meredith, Jeremy, guess what? Y'all got 6 months left and you're out of high school. Now guess what you're going to want to do? Rush it. You're going to say, oh, I'm so tired of this, man. I'm ready to get out of high school. You know what? You better embrace the moment because guess what? You never get to go back there again. And then you're going to be about 40 one day and you're going to go, man, I wish I was in high school. We didn't have to do nothing then. Huh? Huh? I loved high school. I had three things to do. Play football, chase Elizabeth, and eat at McDonald's. It was a great world. In fact, if heaven's kind of like that, I'm okay. Now, I can't eat at McDonald's because it shows up. Elizabeth don't want me to chase her anymore. See what I'm saying? Life changes. The joy of knowing God overrides the circumstance. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You need to wake up and be glad you're awake. Matt, be glad that God saved you. It's a new day. This stuff's for real. It'll mess with you. It'll turn you around. It will make you new. Your circumstances no longer dictate where you're going. The God over all circumstances has claimed your name. That's big time. Here's what he says. Hold on to the hope. And then he tells us this. Know that God is for real. Now look at 1 Peter. When I find my Bible, I'm going to give you the rest of it. It's over here. Look at here. Know this. You have been given an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. No heaven is certain. Know it. Heaven is not like my retirement. How many of y'all have noticed retirements do not hold up? If you don't know that by now, you are clueless to your existence. I'm glad to know that heaven doesn't depend on the stock market. How many of y'all glad to know that we have a heaven that doesn't fluctuate? Yeah. I'm glad to know that on Monday it's not like $8,995 worth of heaven, and by Friday it's $7,995 of heaven. I want you to know heaven is always available through Jesus. And guess how heaven comes? Crazy. Heaven's always full strength. Isn't that neat? Now, how many of y'all need to get a little bit into heaven? How many of y'all been moping here the last 6 months? I got all kinds of mercy on everybody because all we have heard is how bad things are. Last time I checked, I got breath. Amen. I'm living. Amen. I had breakfast. How many of y'all had breakfast? How many of y'all had brunch? How many of y'all going to eat sometime today? I got enough clothes to wear. How many of y'all got enough clothes to wear? How many of y'all women got enough shoes to shoe the world? Hold on. Watch this. I got to challenge this, man. Listen, I want us to live in joy because this thing's gone crazy. I read something this week. It broke my heart. In American culture, we spend $450 billion a year on Christmas. I mean, that's not a high figure anymore. I mean, that's like a government loan now. But I understand that's a lot of money. And watch this, it won't blow you away. The world, you know something that would change the world? How many of y'all would like to be a part of changing the world? Watch this, this would change the world. Clean water would change the world. You know what it would cost for the whole globe to have clean water? $10 billion. $10 billion would give the whole world, little children that have never seen clean water, and we spend $450 billion a year alone on Christmas. Now, I just got a hunch. This is not what Jesus had in mind. What do you think? I don't think Jesus had in mind on Christmas we ought to be going, what am I going to get? 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 How many of y'all are more excited about what you're going to get than who you are? Or how many of you are more really jacked up about what you might receive than who Jesus is? Huh? You know what I told somebody the other day? I said, I wish those who claim to follow Christ, I wish their hearts felt as bad over people going to hell as they did over their portfolio going to hell. I wish people would come out of church and go, man, my heart's broken because my friend hadn't received Christ yet, or my husband hadn't received Christ yet, or my wife hadn't received Christ yet. What if we really believed with that kind of passion? I wonder what kind of joy would be stirred up. See, eventually it comes down, do you believe it? Are you going to climb the antenna? You believe this thing exists? Could it really happen? Look at here. In this you greatly rejoice. Now I want to give you something to rejoice about. Though now for a little while. I love those words. Little. Most of the pain in our life lasts a what? Yeah, these are great words. This too shall. How many of you all found, Joe, congratulations, you are now officially a what? A graduate from Western Kentucky University, right? As of today, you would be considered an alumnus, correct? How long did it take to graduate?
10 minutes.
A little longer than that. Did it seem like a long time? No. In a little while, this too shall pass. How many of you all found out your finals went by whether you passed them or failed them? They're over now. Now it's time to face judgment. Your parents will either pay for another semester or welcome to McDonald's. You see? I mean, it's a real deal. Comes a day, you go, wait a minute. This too shall what? Pass. I mean, I'm glad to know that those are great words from God. He said, remember who you are. Remember where heaven is. Remember who Jesus is. And remember for a little while, even though you're going through some grief, even though you're going through some trials, hang in there. It's not going to last long. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proven genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Now note something here. Note something here. Here's what the Word of God's saying. Hang in there and look at what God's doing. No matter what's going on, God is still saving you. Does that make sense? No matter what's going on, God's still forgiving you. Now, let me give you a key here because I think this changes everything. How many of you are maximizing what you have? This is the key to life. This is one of the key ingredients to life. Most of us look at what we don't have or what we haven't experienced, and we never let God use what we do have. Let me tell you what Christmas is about. We don't have room in the end. All right. God says a manger's okay with me. How many of you realize a manger was place enough to bring in salvation? See the concept here? God didn't have to be born in the presidential suite there in Bethlehem. God took advantage of what was available to do a great work. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of y'all are taking advantage of what's available in your life? Embrace the moment. You got one life. You have one Lord. You have one faith, one baptism, one church, one moment. It's right now. Embrace it and live in it.
You know, Pastor Steve, that happened.
Yeah.
Talking about embracing in God, let me tell you what happened. I always love to tell and witness when I see something happen awesome. We took Ronnie Crane, which is the other little gentleman that comes to church with me, and he's having heart surgery Thursday of this week at Vanderbilt.
Right.
And which I hadn't got to you all with it yet. We just found out. Because they told him that without his, he's got a very leaky valve, as worse as it can get. And the hole in his heart, which was never repaired as a child, they've got to go in or it's just a matter of
time.
Never. So to give him the chance, we asked him what he thought. And he says, told the doctor, put them hands on that little short hip. And he says, well, you've got to operate on me because I've got to be home with my mama for Christmas because God said so.
There it is.
Now, let me tell you what that doctor said. That doctor said, looked at him, he shook his hand and he said, you, my child, was just a blessing to me. You're the first person that's been in my office today that mentioned God.
Amen. Now guess what? Hold on. Now guess what? If you met Ronnie, guess what the world says about Ronnie? The world says Ronnie falls short. Ronnie would, in fact, and did ride the short bus. Huh? But here's the deal. Here's what y'all going to find out. What you call short, God calls faithful. What you call out, God calls in. See, here's where we lose our joy. What you think is successful, God considers momentary. And what you think is simple, God calls valuable. That's the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is my... Come on, say it with me. Joy of the Lord is my... There you go. Now look at what happens here. It's going to be for a little while. You will get through it if you let God bring you that way. Does that make sense? Let God bring you through this deal. That makes sense?
Amen.
Let God bring you joy. Now how many of y'all got a little more joy today than you did when you came in here?
Amen.
You know why? Because guess what? Maximize what you have and quit worrying about what you don't have. Now, some of you young couples, you listen to me. Enjoy where you are. Have Christmas in your small apartment. Look at the bright side. less to clean up. Huh? Enjoy where you are. There's one thing that my wife's taught me. Now, she's a lot better at this than I am. God's given my wife, Elizabeth, two spiritual gifts that she functions in. One of them is faith. We all have faith, and some of us have a giftedness of faith. Elizabeth can have faith even when you can't, when she can't see it. Okay? I got to see it. I'll have doubt faith. How many of y'all got doubt faith? Well, I know he said it's going to happen, but I doubt it's going to happen to me. How many of y'all ever think like that, huh? Come on, is that honest enough to you? I mean, but not Elizabeth. Elizabeth always, it's going to be all right somehow or another. And I like to punk her when she gets like that. You know, I look at her and say, well, how do you know? She said, I don't know, but the Lord said, I don't care what the Lord said. Look at this situation right now. Honey, you're not a realist. I'm a realist. And she'll go, but what about? I'll go, ugh. Guess who's right? Y'all say that real quick. You know what I used to tell Elizabeth? I said, Elizabeth, you live in a bubble world. You know those little things you get at Christmas, you snake, you know, you shake up and all the snow falls out of them? Bubble. Guess what Elizabeth said? No, I don't. Now I realize I'm the one that lived in a bubble world. My faith couldn't get past my sight, so thus I never could touch base with the joy of the Lord. And we're fixing to wrap this up because I'm asking y'all to do something crazy. I want you to go be unreal. And then I got to looking at the story. It's all unreal. Stuff's just unreal. Blow your mind. Because look, he said, here's where you hang in there and hold on. Look, though you've not seen him, you love him. Though you've not seen him, you love this guy. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the gold of the faith, your faith, the salvation of your souls. How many of you all know Jesus is going to get us through no matter what?
Yes.
Now, watch this. I'm going to ask you to be unreal. In a time where people are not very delighted, I'm going to ask you to go be joy. Students, be glad you finished another semester. If you're academically, you made some good grades, then thank God that you're able to navigate and make good grades. How many of y'all ever thank Him for that? Listen, if you made some money this year, give Him praise. And even if you lost a job this year, say, God, all right, we're not in this work anymore. What work will we be in? We'll be all right if we pull together and we work together. Is this making sense today? The joy of the Lord is our strength. We're believers. We're not like everybody else. We're a little unreal. Because we believe this. We believe there's a babe born in Bethlehem. He's the Savior of the world. His name's Jesus. That's unreal. That a baby born in a manger would go and die on a cross. That's what? Or unreal. That's the word I'm looking at. It's what?
Unreal.
That's unreal. It's impossible. But let me give you how crazy it gets. It gets beyond that. We believe that this Jesus who was born in a manger, Tracy made this confession today. He died on the cross and 3 days later he arose from the... That's what?
Unreal.
And though we weren't there, we believe we were there and it happened. And though we can't see Him, we know it's true. And though others say you're crazy for believing such, we say, wait a minute. That is making an unreal difference in my life. I'm going to hold on to it. I believe Jesus is Lord. And we live with an inexpressible joy in our lives. That's the power of God and the reality of the moment. Joy inexpressible. How many of y'all need a little joy to get you through? So open up and watch this. Here's what you do with joy. Release it. How many of y'all need to release a little joy? How many of y'all are grouchy just because it's easier? Come on, let's be honest. It's easier. Come on, true or false? How come y'all give me that look when I tell you the truth? Y'all said you know I'm telling you the truth. How many of y'all have ever just been a pain and you know the neck just because you could be that day? Yeah, other than Ross. Ross said it's not a spiritual gift. Go check me on that, all right? But yeah, we have those moments, those surreal moments in our human existence. But God puts us on pause. And so here's what I wanted you to do today. Remember the hope of heaven. And hearken to the peace of God. But express the joy of God's reality. Amen. All right, here's the deal. God brought you all here today because He would like some of you to be saved today. He would like all of you that are supposed to be saved today to be saved today. What do you think? You say, well, is it my day? I'll just tell you what He said. Today is the day of... So what do you think He said? Yeah, it's your day today. Get saved today. I just want to let you all know some things that are very clear to me. I have never seen this happen. I have never seen a person go, Lord Jesus, would you forgive me of my sins? And God say this to him. Nah. In all my ministry, I've been at this now for 27 years. I've never heard God refuse anybody that was repenting. I've just never heard a report of it. It may have happened, but I personally have never heard a report of it. I've never heard of anybody coming to tell me and say, Pastor Steve, I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive me of my sins, but He told me He wasn't going to forgive me of mine. Now, I've heard this before. Pastor Steve, I feel like... Somebody's getting a personal call from God right now. Going, be saved. You ready? You ready? I've never had anybody tell me God refused them. I have heard this. Pastor Steve, I don't feel saved. You know what my answer is to that? If your feelings could save you, you'd be in a lot of trouble. But your feelings can neither save you nor deny you. What did Jesus say? Whosoever believes. Now we need to check that. Will you walk up the antenna? I wonder how many of you would have enough passion in Jesus this week that you would do something as nutty to express the joy of the Lord as I did to check out to see if He was coming to town. But some passion would grab a hold of you and say, you know what? I'm going to be joy in the midst of a miserable moment. I'm going to go ahead and let God let me be the joy. How many of y'all would let that happen? Because I bet God would do something with it. Amen. All right. Y'all been beautiful today. How many of y'all, the Holy Spirit's touched you in some way? You feel encouraged. You got to see all these beautiful baptisms today. How many of y'all, thank God for that. Amen. Thank God for that. And we're going to see a bunch more. So you know what? If you don't mind, if you'll stand with me right now, we're going to call the church to a moment of prayer. And allow the joy of the Lord to touch you guys. Listen, we got believers here. We got those who are yet to believe. We got those who are kind of believing. True. All in one place. What about the prayers of those sisters for their sister? Did that not make you go, wow? Huh? I want you to think about friends you have that don't know Christ. I want you to think about that. Now, this is the altar right here, guys. This is the altar. This is not a 2-minute warning, you know, like in the NFL that we're fixing to close. This is actually opening the moment. In this moment, some people have been nudged by God to come forward and receive Christ. Now, if you're a believer, guess what you need to be thinking about right now? And it's not chicken. Lord, watch this. This is the prayer that all of us believers pray at the altar. Lord, draw those who are yet to believe in You today. We got to get that kind of passion, man. I want to tell you what. You know what? I don't want anybody to go to hell. I don't even want people I don't like to go to hell. That's the worst moment in the world. And if you've really been saved, you'll start desiring that nobody will go to hell. But guess what? Then you'll start telling the story. Mike, I believe it comes with the package. I used to think you had to train people to share their faith. That's a bunch of baloney. People ask me all the time, how come people don't share their faith? They don't have one. Can't share what you don't have. You say, well, how do you know I'm a human being? I share everything I think is important. True or false? I'm talking about the most important thing in the world is Jesus Christ today. And He would love to share His grace, His love, His mercy, His truth in you. His joy. So pray with me, and I want you to come to the altar today. Maybe this is your situation. How many of y'all need to hit the refresh button? Don't we have those on computers or iPods or some electronic device? Do we, Pastor Shane? Huh? Computers. I know I've seen one up there on the keyboard. It says refresh. Now, Shane, it helped me because you know I'm not really advanced in this stuff. If I'm logged on to something, I know that language, I'm logged on, and it kind of gets stale, then I can hit refresh, and it readjusts that connection, right? How many of y'all need a little refresh button today? Huh? You just kind of hooked up with Jesus, just kind of, I'm going through, Lord have mercy, I'm probably never going to retire, my 401k's hit the bottom, my job's going to be gone, I ain't going, watch this, how many of y'all were hollering about going to work on Mondays? Well, now you don't have to. Uh-oh, no, hold on. See, sometimes we need to appreciate what we have. See, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to wait till I die. I love you guys. I mean, you know, I need to understand, I love pastoring this church. I'm glad to know I've been here a long time now. Big couple decades before it's over with. And guess what? Still on Saturday night, man, I get that we're going on the field Sunday morning kind of feeling. God's people are going to be gathered. Somebody's going to get saved. There's some passion in here. And I take that every Sunday, man. It's a big deal for me because you know what? About the 10-year mark of this church, I took being pastor at Hillview for granted. And I started looking at everything our church didn't have. And as soon as I made that list, I made a list away from the joy of the Lord. And for over 2 years, I worshiped here and felt nothing. Not one thing. But watch, yeah, because you know what? I remember the Sunday it happened. The people that the world said weren't worthy became the most beautiful people in my eyes. And I looked up and I go, phew. I was wondering when you was going to refresh me. And he said, I was wondering when you was going to wake up to what was important. You are. And the most important thing that can happen right now is somebody's going to walk down this aisle and they're going to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And if you're a leader in this church, I told our leadership this week, if that's not the most important thing that can happen to a human being, then at Hillview, you don't need to be leading here because that's what we're about as a church. I mean, obviously we could care less about parking. Y'all found that out on the way in. We could really care less if you're comfortable at the moment, but we want to care about the greatest thing of all is your life connected to Jesus Christ. So you'll be in heaven. Be at peace and expressing an inexpressible joy. Pray with me. Lord, you sent all kinds of beautiful people here today. And some of them you brought here exactly on this day because this is exactly the words and the songs they needed to hear to understand. You died on the cross to forgive them. You've risen from the grave so that they can live. And if I'm talking to you in this moment, you come on right now down this aisle and you grab a hand of Pastor Mark or Pastor Jamie or Pastor Eric, Pastor Shane, Pastor Billy, and you let him know that Jesus is saving you right now. Maybe you need to come today and you need to hit the refresh button. God refreshed me to what you're really about. And God, I apologize for looking at everything that doesn't last. Bring me to what is true. Maybe you haven't been to church in a while. God's brought you back today because He wanted to let you know He's never going to give up on you. To the beautiful women in this congregation, maybe the Holy Spirit needs to put His hand gently under your chin and lift that head up today and let you know He has not forsaken you, ever. Young man, maybe Jesus needs to pick you up. He needs to pat the dust off your back where you've been knocked down, where they told you you couldn't make it. And then He needs to tap you on the rear end real hard and say, get back in the game. Lo, I'm with you always. Yes, sir, Jesus. Yes, sir. I'm going to hold faith. So this altar's open. It's open for you, for me. Let's celebrate the forgiveness of God. Let's come be baptized if we hadn't got that taken care of yet. Let's come get at peace with what God said in our lives. And you know what today? Guess what I'm asking some of you, man? Don't stand there and stare today. Come up here and pray. Don't miss the joy of the Lord. Look at the opportunity today to come and pray, to be saved, to be remade, to be refreshed. So don't sit there with what you got. Come and let God touch it, all right? Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, take this moment. May the joy of the Lord be stirred in this place. Always. Amen.